The Starting Gate by Paul Mullen. Narrated by the author.
Chapter 1. The Gate. I'm at the starting gate. I'm in the back room with the walk-in fridge where we cool the beer, stacks and stacks of bottles and cans, Bud, Bud Light, Miller, Miller Light, Coors, Coors Light, Busch, Molson, Moosehead, some Heineken, some Amstel Light, even less St. Pauli Girl. We don't move much imported beer through the gate. The walk-in is a place within a place, the heart of the heart of the gate, the tabernacle. It's holy of holies, cool refuge from the brutal midsummer swelter. Where does the one who breathes this universe originate? My Zen abbot asks, 3 decades in the future. Could it be the walk-in? I hold in my hand an aluminum scoop. It's a formidable tool, large and clunky looking, but light in my grip and sharp at its edge, so when I shove it down into the ice, it cuts through the cubes cleanly and easily. I pour a scoop from the machine into the plastic bag, stretched on the rusty wire stand, jury-rigged just for this purpose. Another scoop into the bag and it's full. Fasten it with a twist tie and place it gently into the old shopping cart with the rest. Scoop carefully, but quickly and efficiently. Ice on the floor doesn't make money and leaves a mess you'll only have to clean up. Never throw the bags into the cart. They can break, and a broken bag doesn't make money. And again, there's that mess we talked about. These are the catechisms my brother conveys gruffly as he trains me. All lessons from him can boil down to a simple summation. Don't be a dumbass. Off in the bar, or no, on the transistor radio slung from a hook next to the ice machine, Fleetwood Mac's Hold Me begins. First with its sweetly rinky-dink piano lick, then a quick drum kick into the snugly nestled harmonies. Can't you understand me? Baby, don't you hand me a line. I am happy. This moment. I am at the starting gate, easily one of my favorite places in the world. My brother Eddie is somewhere off in the bar working one of our other stock boy chores. I know what I am supposed to be doing, and I am doing it. I am happy in a way I suspect many people never get to be. If there is a flaw within this moment, and I'm really not sure there is, it's that I'm only 15 years old, and I won't know how happy I am for decades. Everything matters, but not a single thing is precious. The scoop in my hand is a William Carlos Williams poem in physical form. From the rounded pommel to the deep bell worn smooth and pitted by years of grinding ice, to the sharp, jagged edge itself. It is a man's tool, and it fits in my hand. This is a new thing for me. It's happening more and more. I'm finding my body can do things it couldn't before. Sustaining more work, lifting more weight. I'm not packing on muscle like other boys my age, and I won't until I'm late in my 20s, by which time skinny boys will be the desire. At the starting gate, my brother has passed on an unwritten catalog of working man's tricks. Under his tutelage, I have mastered the mystery of the hand truck. If you want to go slow, then by all means stupidly stack boxes one by one onto the tow plate. Play the sucker's game if it floats your boat. Of course, the faster, easier, smarter way is to push the hand truck up to an already standing stack and lean into it, pushing the load back ever so slightly, then knife the tow plate under a corner of the bottom box. This little bit of the tow plate's blade is enough to leverage the whole stack onto the hand truck with a simple pumping action. Once the load is on squarely, just lean it back and roll. If it's a really heavy load, say 6 cases of tall boys, a skinny 13-year-old might have to climb onto the truck and sort of ride the stack back until it's leveraged on the wheels. Once you know the tricks of the hand truck, it feels like there isn't anything you can't move, and move quickly, efficiently. That's my first lesson in applied physics, starting gate style. In a few years, Patrick...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?